It's Tuesday, February 10, 2026.
God bless America!
Bad Bunny Super Bowl Power Play. Court rules Energy Department's climate science denier group violated federal law. Plus,
it prohibits the president from withholding money already allocated to the project.
Judge blocks Trump's blockade of funding for a major New York tunnel project.
All of those blockades and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
You know, it's very warm here today. The high in New York today, 30 degrees. In L.A., it was 88 degrees. It even... I'm not sure we should be happy about the end of the world, but it's nice.
Yes, it is nice. For us, today... this is your Green News Report.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
Okay, Desi Doyen, I know the rest of the country has been suffering. It was a beautiful weekend out here on the West Coast. A lovely day for football.
Yes, it was. And you know, the Super Bowl can serve as a snapshot of the cultural zeitgeist in America. And unlike previous Super Bowl broadcasts, the 2026 broadcast had zero commercials dedicated to promoting electric vehicles.
Really?
For the first time in years.
No kidding.
And that probably reflects the Trump administration's broadside attack on EVs, rolling back electric vehicle rebates, incentives, and funding for a national EV charging network.
And the fact that great big companies don't want to upset the president.
Yep. And interestingly, there was a flood of Super Bowl ads touting the forced adoption of artificial intelligence in the U.S. But those did not mention that the proliferation of AI data centers is a primary driver of skyrocketing electricity rates across the country.
So the rates going up, we're using more energy, but we're not selling any cars that might solve the problem.
Nope. And also, in that joyous halftime show, rap star and U.S. citizen Bad Bunny of Puerto Rico featured a key moment with workers on power poles, highlighting the prevalence of power outages in Puerto Rico as its rickety grid is increasingly exposed to more frequent extreme storms and hurricanes, like Hurricane Maria in 2017, that have battered the island's power system, which is still suffering from lack of federal investment. Dallas Meteorologist Ryan Jones connected that same need for investment and upgrades to build resilience into the nation's electric grid in the climate era.
It's not just Puerto Rico. This is a possibility that many families are facing across the U.S. as storms get stronger. And after seeing Bad Bunny's Super Bowl performance last night, it showed that long-term power outages aren't just an experience, but it's a story. It's a story of people that deal with this time and time again. And those stories matter.
Yeah, well, just throw them a roll of paper towels.
Puerto Rico's electric grid still desperately needs investment, but in the past year, Trump Energy Secretary Chris Wright canceled 80% of a $1 billion fund for upgrading and repairing the island's grid. In other news, a federal judge ruled that Secretary Chris Wright also violated federal law when he secretly selected five prominent climate science deniers to churn out an agency report casting doubt on mainstream climate science. He bypassed federal transparency requirements. Mainstream climate scientists shredded and debunked that error-filled report. EPA Chief Lee Zeldin hopes to use that science deniers report as justification for repealing the EPA's endangerment finding, a landmark scientific determination that climate warming emissions endanger human health, which provides the legal foundation for federal climate regulations. However, that scheme to repeal the scientific endangerment finding has hit a snag.
Good.
The official announcement of the massive rollback has reportedly been stalled in the Trump White House over fears that the climate science deniers report is, quote, too weak to withstand a court challenge.
Yeah, I should say so.
Finally, some good news.
Good.
The Trump administration halted $16 billion in funding for the Gateway Tunnels Project, a massive tunnel connecting New York and New Jersey, now under construction. Donald Trump reportedly told Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer that he would release those funds if Washington's Dulles Airport and New York's Penn Station are renamed after him.
Well, I just don't think Loser International Airport and Pathetic Penn Station would be very good names.
However, late last week, a federal judge in Manhattan temporarily reversed Trump's funding blockade, allowing construction to resume and agreeing with the states who sued and called the move an unlawful attempt to punish political rivals.
Well, that is putting it nicely. Donald Trump loses again. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the social medias, especially Blue Sky at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Hey, aquí el calor es diferente. El sol está ahí, no. Hey. La capital del perreo, ahora todos quieren ser latinos. No, ey, pero le falta sazón, batería y reggaetón.